This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From the most trusted journalists at Comedy Central, it's America's only source for news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Jon Stewart.
We got an unbelievable show tonight. Christian Amanpour is going to be joining us. She's fabulous. But first, the big news today. The world ended. I think. Are we still on? I don't. There was an eclipse. It happened. The sun and the moon did the thing that everyone's been saying they were going to do for centuries now. The path got totalitied. And now, both planets will go back to years of ignoring each other before they inevitably hook up again. Textbook toxic relationship. But not everyone was happy about today's celestial seasonings. For danger lurks.
A Fox News alert, a rare celestial event collides with a policy failure on the ground. The southern border will be directly in the path of totality today when the moon covers the sun for nearly 4 minutes.
We are told that officials are bracing for higher traffic than usual, and that means a real opportunity for smugglers and cartels and migrants to come right in.
Or they could just wait till nighttime. They really... have an eclipse. 4 minutes. I gotta say, though, is there nothing Fox can't tie to immigration? This is...
This year's cicada infestation provides perfect cover for Venezuelans.
Of course, if you combine the dangers of today's eclipse with Friday's seismic activity in the Northeast, well, a more troubling picture emerges.
Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene tweeted that the earthquake and Monday's solar eclipse are a sign from God that Americans need to repent.
How do you know? How would you know that that is what God meant? Why would God be so obtuse? Why would he do that? Or she? Why would she? Or how crazy would it be if God insisted on they, them? But honestly, is this shit really how God works?
I must let man know to repent their wickedness. How, Lord?
Well, I don't know, dim the lights for like 4 minutes. Very specific path. And God, what else? Give New Jersey a little shake, maybe.
Enough to render the buildings to rubble and to bring people to their knees in repentance and atonement?
No, just a little like Jersey.
Just a little noogie, like Jersey.
But divine messaging aside, it was the biggest story of the weekend. So for more on the eclipse, we have full team coverage. Let's go live to Ronnie Chang in Kerrville, Texas, and Grace Hulenschmidt in Niagara Falls. What a day. What a spectacular day. Grace, what is the mood out there in Niagara Falls?
It's eclipse day. The sky was dark, but the moods were bright because this event was out of this world.
Oh, fantastic.
John.
Oh, Grace, that's fantastic. Ronnie.
Thanks, John. The eclipse was fine, but too bad they don't make a special kind of glasses that will allow us to look truly directly at the horrors that are occurring around the world, especially in Gaza.
That's very true, Ronnie. Very true. Powerful. Those are powerful words. Grace?
Oh! Gaza. Oh, Gaza. Terrible. Not terrible was the Krispy Kreme Special Edition Solar Eclipse Donut I had earlier. Tastality! It was really good.
Is that a tambourine?
Oh. No! No. Well, technically, it is. I was gonna do an eclipse dance, but it doesn't seem appropriate.
I'd really like to see the dance.
Yeah. Yeah, do the dance.
Moon, rise in the daytime. Block out the sun. It's so fun. Family and friends. The joy never ends.
You know, that dance reminds me of the moral dance we all do every day to hide our complicity in the world's atrocities.
And I hope that was clear in my dance.
Thank you both very much. Grace and Ronnie, everybody. Well done. But the other big milestone from the eclipse is, as Ronnie mentioned, the war in Gaza is now 6 months old. I think time for a wellness check. But as the war has grinded on, justice is beginning to seem more like cruelty. But not to worry. America, the shining city on a hill, is on the case with our universal values.
In the great battle for freedom, between a rules-based order and one governed by brute force, in this battle, we need to be clear-eyed.
And just to clarify, we are the freedom folks. We're the rules people. We're not the brute force ones. I think we all know who the brute force ones are. In this case, Vladimir. And know that America will call you out when you violate the basic tenets of humanity.
Weaponizing food, using it as a tool, as a weapon in its war against Ukraine, it's unconscionable. Should not happen.
It's unconscionable. Weaponizing food in Ukraine is not kosher, nor halal. Sorry if I'm both sidesing this. Speaking of which, there is a literal famine in Gaza caused by the war. I assume America will also consider this unconscionable.
Absolutely, we're concerned about that. No question about it.
Well, you can't spell unconscionable without concern, or at least part of it, the C-O-N part. You can reuse the C-O-N. You get the point. How about the free press? Ordinarily, we are strongly in favor of free press.
We also condemn the Russian government's continued targeting and repression of journalists.
You hear that, Russia? We condemn, in no uncertain terms, any repression of a free press. I think you all know what's coming next. More journalists have been killed in Gaza in 6 months than anywhere else in the world. And a new Israeli law says they can ban media outlets they consider a threat.
So as it relates to Al Jazeera specifically, we've seen the reports. If it is true, a move like this is concerning.
Don't know what we're concerned again. How about if it's true, we condemn it? And by the way, is it true? Like, it feels like you could probably just call someone and be like, is this true? And if they're like, yeah, it's true, you could be like, that's concerning. Not condemning, but concerning. Well, you know what? Perhaps these are just peripheral issues. What about the bedrock rule of international law? No taking land by force. When Russia does it, we're pretty clear.
The entire world has a stake in making sure that no nation, no aggressor, is allowed to take a neighbor's territory by force. The American people will never waver in our commitment to those values.
Ish. See, this is where Israel's actions get interesting. Because you might say Israel's war is different than Ukraine's. Israel's responding to an attack and a hostage crisis. But in the midst of that, they pulled a little something in the West Bank on March 22nd that might be notable.
As the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made his latest visit to Israel, the Israeli government announced that it was declaring state land, nearly 2,000 acres of land, in the occupied West Bank.
This latest Israeli appropriation is the largest land transfer since the Oslo Accords were signed in 1993.
1993, and that's not even Gaza, that's the West Bank. So you can't say it has anything to do with defending yourself against Hamas. Let's see if America upholds its rule against taking land.
I haven't seen the specifics of this, but anyone taking steps that makes things more difficult, more challenging this time, is something that we have a problem with.
You don't know about it. They did it the day you visited. Why do we tiptoe around on eggshells? They slap America in the face, and our response is, well, if anyone slapped us in the face, it'd be concerning, that's for sure. I mean, raising a hand to a delicate body part of the face, if true. The verbal gymnastics that the American government must undertake so as not to offend the delicate sensibilities of a country we provide most of the weapons for is, yeah! Every time America tells the world that there's something we won't allow, Israel seems to say, challenge accepted. Are they willfully trying to provoke us? Or perhaps they're just reading our principles from right to left. It's over. It's really, to be honest, it's kind of a bar mitzvah joke, but that's it. Over 30,000 have died in Gaza since the war started. Some of them Hamas soldiers, 13,000 of them children. Our response.
Since the early hours, we've been urging our Israeli counterparts to act with as much precision as they can in their targeting. Our constant efforts to urge the Israelis to be as precise and careful as possible, we can still continue to urge Israel to be more careful and more precise. The need for the Israeli Defense Forces to act with precision. We continue to work with the Israelis to make sure that they are as precise as they can be.
See, they're not listening. Have you tried synonyms for precision?
We continue to stress to our Israeli counterparts that they be as discriminate and careful in their targeting as possible. Be as cautious and deliberate and as careful as they can. To be more careful and more deliberate. Be very deliberate. In the most discreet, deliberate, careful, cautious way possible. The utmost care.
A special burden to be mindful.
To be mindful? What is this, hot yoga? We just, you know, we've seen the bombing and we are urging Netanyahu to be present. What the f*** are we doing here? The subtext of all this is America knows this is wrong, but it apparently doesn't seem to have the courage to say it in a straightforward manner. America and Israel both know that you cannot bomb your way into safety. We learned that lesson in Iraq and Afghanistan. They learned it in southern Lebanon. They laid siege there, occupied the southern area for 20 years. All it did was birth and strengthen Hezbollah. And they're about to do it all over again, and we are letting them. Real friends take the f***ing keys, because friends don't let friends bomb that much. And after this recent week, with so much horror, Perhaps America finally finds the need for a new approach with Israel, with more justice and less cruelty.
The U.S. and Israel are closing in on what would be their largest weapons deal since the war in Gaza began.
Well, I don't know about you, but if that's true, I find it concerning. And with that devastating conclusion, we turn for more analysis back to Grace Kulenschmidt. Grace! Grace Kulenschmidt, everybody. When we come back, Christiane Amanpour will be joining us. Don't go away. Grace Kulenschmidt!
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight, CNN's chief international anchor and host of the Amanpour Hour. Please welcome to the program, Christiane Amanpour. Hello! Lovely to see you. Hello!
Hi!
I wanted to have you on and talk to you. The world is ending.
Well,
it seems that way.
Yes, and that's why the eclipse was so beautiful today, because it looked like it was ending, and yet it brought so many people together in this incredibly divided country. Honestly, it was very emotional. It was very emotional.
So, just the answer to this is we just got to do this every day.
I think
now
so.
The eclipse?
Yeah, I think.
Can't we just pretend?
Focus people's
put
minds.
Put something over it and just block it on there? What is happening? What is the frustration? You're working over at what is the name of it? CNN.
CNN, the big red letters.
I've heard, you know, really
most trusted name in news?
What? Well, that's a new branding.
I heard you.
Let me ask you this. We see it on air, and everybody's working so hard. What do the journalists behind the scenes talk about as their frustrations? What would they like to see covered? How would they like to see it covered? Or are they executing it in the manner in which they think they're satisfied?
Well, here's the thing. you know, you've been talking a lot about Israel, obviously about Ukraine. Our major problem covering Israel-Gaza right now, this phase of it, which has been going on for 6 months, is that we can't get there. This is an unprecedented situation. Journalists are not on the ground in Gaza. And it is...
Well, they're journalists on the ground. They're being killed. They're...
You're right.
Yes.
You're right. I'm talking about independent Western journalists are not able to get there, or anybody else, except for those people who are absolutely risking their lives every single
day.
Media workers, journalists, almost 100 have been killed, according to the CPJ, in Gaza, West Bank and Lebanon in 6 months. It is an unprecedented situation. And it goes beyond the horror of what's happened to those people and their families. It's about telling the story of Gaza, telling the story of the Palestinians. You know, actual local journalists would tell you about a people, right? A people, not just, you know, dehumanizing numbers or the like, but a people. And when we go to do our job, and I've been doing this pretty much since the first Gulf War, we go there to be the eyes and ears of everybody who can't go, from who's not a local. But we're not able to get there.
Is this an American problem? Because...
No, it's an Israeli problem. They won't let us in.
No. I don't mean that. I mean that we in this country might not be getting the information, but on social media, on various things, or with Al Jazeera, the world is certainly seeing a very different picture than what Western journalism is showing.
That is very true. And you know, if this terrible law goes through to throw out any organization from Gaza, including Al Jazeera, it would be a terrible thing. Yet another chilling effect on trying to tell the truth in this raging war. So this is a real, real problem. And it is true, many people do get, you know, daily news from social media, from, actually, as I say, the very brave camera people who are there with their phones and with their cameras and who are feeding things. It is remarkable.
You were covering these types of events from 1983. We all remember that was the occupation in southern Lebanon. It was right...
The Israelis invaded Beirut. They were after the PLO.
Right, and then there was the Lebanese Civil War. There was, and the rise of Hezbollah in that occupation... There was the Islamic Revolution in Iran. Yeah. We're watching these stories play out redundantly.
Yeah. You know, there's two things, obviously. One is that, you know, history is not always a great teacher. But the other is that, you know, leadership matters. And we are in a crisis of leadership around the world, I genuinely believe. And even as bad as it was in the 1979, in the 80s and all that, there was a period, let's say, in this part of the world, in the Middle East, in the 90s, where there was an actual peace process. Now, we can poo-poo it, we can laugh at it, we can say that it failed, but it failed because the people responsible for enacting it didn't do it and actually sabotaged it. So there have been instances where peace can be forged, where both sides can come together.
Right.
And it depends on the leaders, you know.
But this will take more than both sides. This isn't even both sides. This will have to be a regional peace.
Yeah.
This is a grinding war with no real... I mean, the idea is, well, we're going to do this until we eliminate Hamas. Well, so you're going to just kill everybody? What does that even mean?
I mean,
what is the plan?
There are two things, right? Israel was attacked on October 7th, the worst single-day massacre in its history.
Of course.
And it has the right to defend itself, but, right, the issue is you stay within the guidelines of international law. So now you heard, you know, America's getting very frustrated and concerned.
Well, we're very concerned.
Very concerned.
If, Christiane, if true.
You know.
We are concerned.
You know. It reminded me of something that happened at the State Department during the Rwanda genocide, when a journalist asked the State Department spokesperson in 1994, 30 years ago this week, the woman said there have been acts of genocide committed in Rwanda.
Right.
And the reporter said, well, how many acts of genocide does it take for you to call it a genocide? And she said, I'm not able to respond to that position you're taking. So, you know,
a genocidologist.
We have an issue with calling what's happening, certainly back then.
But we have no issue roundly condemning or being very clear with our moral issues. And the other side of it, this isn't about the ability to defend yourself. It's not even about the moral issue. It's about efficacy. It's about, you know, after 9/11, the vindictiveness in me, the bloodlet, like, it certainly rose up. But very clearly, our response was flawed in its efficacy. We made a mistake.
And you know that President Biden said that to Prime Minister Netanyahu when he went there. So did Lloyd Austin. So did many Americans.
Right, but President Biden, when he was in a position to say that to America after 9/11, didn't say that. That's not the position that he took then. Then the position was, yeah, let's go into Iraq. Let's go into Afghanistan. You know, it's easy in that retrospect, which is why it feels as though the world order has failed in this moment. And I'm surprised at, and maybe this isn't really the case and I'm misrepresenting this, but the passive nature of the Arab states.
Well, look, that is a big issue because they have now all rushed to make peace and certain accords with Israel, the UAE, Morocco, Saudi Arabia was apparently on the verge of doing it, still is working on it. And I actually have spoken to a lot of Arab leaders. I've said to them, look, for all these years since 1948, when the Palestinians left, the Nakba, when they were forced out, when they were chased out, when they voluntarily left, all that, what happened, and that's what Gaza is, right? The refugees from 1948. When are you going to stand up also and take ownership of this problem? Because the Arab states have had Palestinian refugees for, you know, pretty much 75 odd years.
Well,
and
certainly
have never given
Jordan,
them,
I mean, has probably
has
a larger
never given
Palestinian
them citizenship. Ever.
Jordan has not.
No, none of them have.
Right.
Because...
Look, they're all terrified of Hamas and Hezbollah.
That's right.
The dirty little secret over there is the Islamists that they helped foster through madrasas and all those other actions, they're scared shitless of. They just are.
Yeah, and they would like to see Hamas get a bloody nose. There's no doubt about it. But people, the leaders think one thing...
But they don't want accountability for it.
People think another thing. And the people are essentially very upset, the people in that part of the world, and
sure,
the young people
as anybody
all over this
would be
country,
watching these
all over the world,
videos.
Are very, very upset.
So why, tell me why this is naive or wrong, that the Arab states form a DMZ to immediately de-escalate this problem. How do they not step in and form some type of guarantee the security of Israel in that moment, guarantee the security of the Palestinians, and stop this carnage?
So there have been certain plans floated. At the moment, the Israeli government wants none of it. It doesn't want the UN. It doesn't want the Arab countries. The only thing that the Prime Minister
has talked
about...
Does it not see its isolation in the world?
That is what its allies are trying to tell it, that you had the moral high ground and you are very close, if not having lost it. And this is a problem for Israel, because the truth is, as all these people on my show tell me, all the, you know, the experts and the analysts and the leaders, that if this is... actually isn't solved politically, then unfortunately it will keep happening, this vicious cycle.
In the future of this, as you look at, when you talked about leadership, then who is the leader that emerges? It's clearly not Netanyahu.
Well, I think the Israeli situation is really interesting because you have two contrasting facts. The overwhelming majority of the country supports the war.
Sure.
They also want their first priority be their families to come back. They need a ceasefire and a deal to bring their families back. But the overwhelming majority of the Israelis do not support Benjamin Netanyahu. So what the Americans are saying now, and you saw Senator Schumer and others, that there has to be another election at some point. God forbid we would be, you know, meddling in another country, but nonetheless, there has to be election
See,
at some point.
By the way,
point.
That's against the rules-based world order.
This thing, yeah. And then potentially, hopefully, open up another real possibility of a negotiated solution that's backed by the Arab states, as you mentioned, by the United States, by Europe, by all the vested
But why is this not the top priority of... Why is this not the only session that's going on at the UN? Why is everybody not stopping whatever the hell they're doing and hammering this out?
Because, as you know, at the Security Council, there's a lot of people with vetoes and things like that. It hasn't got to that point yet. And the big, big issue right now is famine stalking Gaza and the death toll that's mounting and mounting and mounting. And, you know, even Jose Andres, the chef who you know so well, after the killing of seven of his, workers,
right.
He said, I spoke to President Biden and I said, how can you also send weapons and also call for respecting life
that's
and
right.
the end of this famine. So there's so much that's just...
And how can we only respond to this tragedy when it's seven Western aid workers that are killed? When, you know, when I heard the figure of children, over 10,000, unprecedented. I've never heard
Have
anything
you seen
like
the
that.
Pictures?
Of course. They're haunting. And listen, for Jews, this is heartbreaking because, you know, I don't necessarily have that much of a connection there, but there's this idea that, like, they're sticking it out for all of us because we're not safe anywhere in the world, which, by the way, if that's the issue, that's kind of a larger problem to begin with.
I think for Israelis, for Jews, for Palestinians, crucial is that there has to be real leaders who come once and for all and create a peace. And the most important thing also is to be able to converse and discuss. There is nuance and diversity within communities that is not allowed.
Absolutely. But why is that not allowed
because
on America?
Because everybody's busy canceling all the time.
Do you know how much shit I'm going to take for today's show? Do you have any idea what's going to happen? But you're always in the thick of it. Like, you know.
But I have all these diverse opinions on my program. That's what I try to do. I try to bring Israelis, Arabs, Jews, Muslims, all the interested parties in this particular conflict onto my program to talk. People who've lost family members, whether it's an Israeli or a Palestinian, you know, people who've waged peace, who've tried to wage peace, whether it's an Israeli mother or a Palestinian mother. I have them on my program. Young people who still believe in the peace process, even though it's evaporating before their eyes, they come onto the program. So there is hope. They have to be empowered, these people.
And why is the discussion so much more robust in that part of the world? You know, it's always, you can't talk about it in America, but you know where they talk about it? Israel.
They argue
about it in Israel.
Yes, they do. But to be fair, they do. There's very robust arguments going on. But even they on their television are not seeing the full horror of the civilian casualties in Gaza. It's just not. They're just not. So it's very traumatized, as relatives of the hostages tell me, it's still a very traumatized society. And yet, I promise you, this incredible woman, Sharon Lifshitz, she said to me, we Israelis, sometimes the Arabs look at us as if we're all the same. We're not. And we cannot look at Palestinians as if they're all Hamas. They are not. And for a woman whose parents have been held hostage, to be able to say that and how we must make friends with our enemies. Otherwise, we will keep dying.
But we cannot keep putting the onus on these individuals that governments
leadership
and nations have to step up and step in because it is all slipping away very rapidly.
And Ukraine is the next one you have to do because that's a big one. We cannot take our eye off
Ukraine. No, I thought that was fixed. I think that's...
No.
I think if you check, I think
you should
that's
have
done.
Speaker Johnson, maybe?
Speaker Johnson,
Taylor Greene?
I can't even tell you how many times I've called that. Let me tell you something. So, Speaker Johnson, they were doing, there's, you know, the Afghan Adjustment Act where they're trying to bring in, we were trying to help them get interpreters who helped American troops in Afghanistan. And it was going into this omnibus bill that was going to keep the government open. And I can't tell you how many times I called that office and left messages on them going, hey, man, John Stewart of the Daily Show, really just want to make sure that Afghan Adjustment Act still, we get some visas and all that. And you know what he said when he called back? He didn't call back. The
Amanpour
Hour airs Saturdays on CNN, and Amanpour & Company airs weeknights on PBS. Christiane Amanpour, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Before we go, we're going to check in with your host for the rest of this week, Michael Costa. Michael Costa, everybody. Come on. Michael, what's coming up the rest of Michael?
Yeah.
Well, with the helmet.
Oh, it's that noticeable, huh?
Yeah. It's a big helmet.
Well, John, you know, I recently learned that New York City is over several earthquake fault lines. So I'm not taking any chances. I'm prepared 24/7.
You're going to wear that all the time. That's
right. Well, yeah, unless I'm riding my bike, of course, because I don't want to look like a pussy.
Michael Costa, everybody.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl goes shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.